Hey, good morning. This is Jamie from Stonemaier Games, and as always, I'm excited to be here and super excited today for a couple reasons. One of which is that today is e-newsletter today. E-newsletter day, not e-newsletter today. So I'm looking at my other screen. I will be looking at my other screen a little bit here to look at today's e-newsletter. If you didn't receive it, well, it might be in your spam folder. Feel free to check that out, spam or promotions. Also, there's a link in the description to this video, so you can check it out there. Couple reasons that I'm excited today. One, I missed out on last week for reasons that I'll explain in a second. This will also explain why there's a bed in my office. And two, I announced the new location for the upcoming Wingspan expansion. And this is purely a teaser. I need to preface it with that. So this is well before the actual full announcement and full reveal of this expansion. Rather, I thought this would be a nice time to bring a little joy to you, hopefully, and reveal the continent, which is Asia, and a very early sneak preview card. I want to make it clear that we're not ramping up to an announcement. It will be months, even though the expansion's in production, it will be months before I do the full reveal of it. But I wanted to give you a little teaser, just a little fun summer teaser. And if all goes well, I will every month I'll reveal another card for this expansion. So let me show you the card. I think you'll be able to better see it in the newsletter. But the card that I'm revealing today is the Indian Peafowl. Hopefully that shows up kind of on camera here. Let's see if I can get it. There we go. There it's in focus. So you can see it can be played in any habitat. It requires three food, and it says when played, all players draw two bird cards from the deck. You draw one additional bird card. So this is a very much a positive player interaction card, which I think is something that you'll see, or you can at least speculate that you will see that throughout Wingspan Asia. There isn't much more I will say about it now. I kind of try to make it clear in the newsletter. What do I say here? I say we welcome speculation and discussion about Wingspan Asia here in the Wingspan Facebook group and on BoardGameGeek. By here, I mean on the on our website. But now the only information and details we'll reveal are images of individual bird cards, specifically this bird card and the name or the location, the continent. So I know you're curious, but I will be ignoring your questions unless I think it's really something that I can answer. But for now, it is purely just a fun teaser for you to think about, speculate about, and hopefully get excited about. Let's see if I missed any questions while I was rambling on there. Frank asked a question that I can answer because this is on the nesting box page of our website. So at the same time as we are working on Wingspan Asia in production, we also have the nesting box in production. And the first printing of the nesting box will include Wingspan Asia inside the box. That'll be the only gameplay content inside the box. Wingspan Asia will also be available separately at the same time. That is one thing I can answer. In fact, there's a lot of information really on the nesting box page because I was very public in the development and the design of that. So feel free to check out the nesting box page on our website for a lot of stuff that that is openly available at this time. Tim says, any reason you call it Asia and not Asia expansion? It's just shorthand. I call Wingspan European, Wingspan Oceania, Wingspan Asia, just the how it's easier to say that way rather than a full mouthful or a mouthful. Elizabeth is here today. Hi, Elizabeth. Thanks for joining us. Designer Elizabeth Hargrave, designer of Wingspan Asia and designer of this specific card, the only card that we've revealed so far. Let's see if I can get it to show up again, is here in the comments. Elizabeth, I'm sure you will really want to answer questions about this, and I appreciate you holding off on doing so for at least a few more months. But it's exciting to have you here today with us as we're talking about stuff. Also, I wanted to mention today on Instagram earlier this week, I did something, I don't want to say a little different, but different than my normal Instagram post, where I did a post about women's reproductive rights in the United States. And I invited people, if they believe in women's healthcare, access to reproductive rights, or that they have reproductive rights, that they like the post and they comment on it. And we pledged to donate $1 to the Gateway Access Fund, which is a fund in Missouri that supports women's healthcare and reproductive rights. And I was overwhelmed by the amount of support that came through on that post. I think it showed the amount of support, at least within the gaming community, gaming industry, for people who believe in women's healthcare and women's reproductive rights. The total number and we the total number of likes and comments came up to just under 12,000. 12,000. And so I just rounded up this morning and went ahead and made the donation. Of a total of $12,000. So, to all the to anyone with a uterus in the United States, or anyone in the United States who is impacted by this, in my opinion, a devastating decision by the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. My heart is with you, my support is with you, and our support at Stillmire Games is with you. This was a decision we made as a company, not just me as an individual. Yeah, just wanted to put that out there today. Let's see here. Justin mentions he was happy to see that. Donna says that too. So what else is going on today? So I'm looking at, over the newsletter. Teaser for Wingspan Asia. I also have a survey about Tapestry and Viticulture World. A few questions about Viticulture World, if you've received it, if you've played it, what you think about it, if you'd recommend it, that type of thing. And also about Tapestry. For a long time now, people have been asking me to make an organizer box for Tapestry. And so I kind of want to get to the heart of what people really want, or if enough people actually want me to make something like that for Tapestry. You might notice on the progress chart for this month. Actually, I need to update the progress chart now to say Wingspan Asia instead of just Wingspan Expansion 3. I'll do that after I get off this call. But I added the Tapestry Expansion 3 to the progress chart. We are have that expansion in progress. And so I thought it was a good time to talk about the potential for an organizer box for Tapestry, even though maybe if you follow me for a while, you can tell that I'm hesitant about it because the original box for Tapestry is so big already. So I'm kind of curious, is a bigger box really what you want? Do you just want a really good organizer for the box? What do you actually want? And you can answer that in the survey in the newsletter. While I'm over here, while I'm remembering, let me pull up the progress chart here. So it says Wingspan Asia on our website right now. Let's see. Delbert says Wingspan Viticulture World is amazing, and I really do love that box. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, I worked really hard on that wine crate box. I know it didn't please everyone, especially Sleevers. Didn't seem to please Sleevers all that much. But I really did try to have it fit sleeved and unsleeved cards and organize your materials and make it easier for setup and cleanup. I can't say that it's perfect, but I tried, and I'm glad it hopefully brings you some joy, Delbert. Thank you for saying that. All right, I'm going to edit the page while I talk here. What else are we talking about? Okay, so the story from last week, the reason why there was a bed in my office again, because 2 weeks ago, you might remember there was a bed in the office because I had a COVID exposure. I never ended up testing positive to it. I never ended up getting sick from it, but I self-isolated to keep Megan safe, my girlfriend who lives here as well. And then last week, the reason I wasn't here is that I hosted a little friends-only event. For about 20 friends at a place called the Gamers Ranch in the middle of Missouri. It is a vacation property that sleeps around 20 people that is full of 2,000 plus modern board games, a full 18-hole disc golf course, a pond, all these other activities. There's a miniatures painting stand, there's pinball machines. It is like a gamer's paradise. And we were there for a few days, including Wednesday, which is why I went missed last week. And we went through all the COVID precautions that I think we possibly could have to prevent COVID from getting into this space because we did go into it unmasked, which is, I guess, the one thing that we didn't do that could have been more precautionary. But everyone was vaccinated, boosted. I required negative COVID tests on Sunday, the day before we left for the event. And yet, one case slipped through. And as a result, 12 people at my event got sick, which tears me up because I took this very seriously. I take responsibility for it. It was my responsibility to keep my guests healthy at this event. And one of them, unfortunately, was Megan. Megan has been sick from COVID for the last 5 days. She has been isolated in our bedroom. She's feeling a lot better now. Still has a cough. Still a little out of it, but it's day five now. I'm hoping that she tests negative today. We can tell she's doing that, I think, right now. And meanwhile, I have been in here sleeping in the office with the cats. And taking care of Megan as best as I can. I've made all her meals. I've just done my best to try to take care of her in this time where she hasn't been feeling well, as I'm sure many of you have done for loved ones over the last year, the last 2 years. So that is why I have a bed in the office. But I did have a wonderful time at the Gamers Retreat, Gamers Ranch. None of us had COVID while we were there, except for the one person who slept through did have COVID while he was there and didn't quite realize it until he was driving home. But yeah, we had a wonderful time playing a ton of games there. And I actually played, I think I played a total of 15 different games. and 10 of which were new to me. And so I filmed a video yesterday on my 10 favorite games played at Gamers Ranch. And I'm going to spoil the top two for you here if you're interested. Feel free to also wait a few weeks if you just want to wait for that video. But my top two were Living Forest, which I really enjoyed. I want to play again on Board Game Arena. And Cat in the Box, which is a brand new, at least the deluxe version of it is brand new. There's a Japanese version that came out a few years ago, and it is probably the most clever, or one of the most clever trick-taking games that I've ever played. It is so clever. I highly recommend checking it out if you like trick-taking games. The twist in it is that there are no suits printed on the cards. You define the suit on the card at the moment when you play it, and it leads to just some really joyful moments. Let me jump over to the comments real quick. So someone mentioned that they were hoping, or here we go. Ben says he was hoping for Wingspan Africa next, but he's still excited for the expansion. And Elizabeth followed up in the comments, and anyone can answer this if you'd like. Elizabeth asked, Ben, what's your favorite bird in Africa? So feel free to chime in. In fact, chime in right now for any continent that we haven't already covered, including Asia, because you don't know what's in Asia except for this one bird. What bird in a continent we haven't covered are you most hoping to see in an expansion for Wingspan? And you can declare it in the comments, but also there's a form on the Wingspan page of our website where you can actually share that bird with us so Elizabeth can consider it in the future when she designs another expansion. Obviously, we can't impact Viticulture World right now, or I keep saying Viticulture World, Wingspan Asia right now because it is already in production. But feel free to name your favorite bird that you hope will be in Wingspan Asia. Joshua says, would working with game trays be feasible? I think a great insert for the current Tapestry box would work best if it could all fit. We can work with game trays. I love working with Noah, but we found that Panda has gotten, in my opinion, really good at making inserts for games. And I might even consider going with a wood version of it, which Panda can also now do. Just because of the environmental impact of plastic versus wood. That said, we did use plastic inserts for the Wingspan nesting box. One of the advantages of plastic over wood is that you can have scoopable compartments with plastic. So I really do like that when you're scooping tokens out. I'm sure you all have probably have seen a wooden insert where you have to kind of really dig into that 90-degree angle of a corner to get a token out. It doesn't quite work as well. Okay, I'm behind on comments, so let me check up real quick. I see some people got COVID. I'm so sorry to hear that. I hope you all are healing well. Jerry says, I grew up in Southeast Asia. Will birds from that region be represented in Wingspan Asia? So we're not going to get into specifics, Jerry, but I will say that Elizabeth looked at the entirety of Asia for to consider birds in Asia for Wingspan Asia. So that would include Southeast Asia. Chad says, question about your progress chart. I've noticed that Codename Draw has the green circle on the design and at the same time the yellow circle on blind playtesting. Does that mean you don't foresee any design changes even after blind playtesting? So design is kind of the initial 80% of creating a game, and then a ton of the work go it really happens at the 20% where you're playtesting, you're developing, you're honing it. And so I do consider the design kind of complete at that point, even though it is continuing into the development process. It's just called something else. It's called development instead of design at that point. So design changes, de changes to the gameplay definitely happen during the development and playtesting process, for sure. Kate says that the lingering cough can be really rough for COVID. I fortunately have not gotten COVID. I've been very careful, or we've been very careful. I was careful not to give it to Megan. She's been careful and very great about self-isolating so that I don't get it as well. I'm kind of amazed that I haven't gotten it yet. And so it might come in a couple of days for me. We will find out. I'll let you know next week if that happens. Oh, Michael says it's some good news. Says his 90 micron sleeves fit into the wine crate. I'm glad to hear that. That's great to hear. I wasn't exactly expecting sleeves that thick to fit in there. I say 60 microns on our website, but I'm glad to hear that works for you, Michael. People are commenting. Elizabeth can read the comments. I'm not going to read them all out, but Elizabeth, I think, is reading some of these comments about birds that you love. Molly says the same thing about the wine crate. Mihir designed, two wonderful designers are here today. Mihir, who co-designed Viticulture World, the name I keep saying instead of Wingspan Asia by accident, is here in the comments as well. Mihir, I do want to give a public shout out to Mihir. He's been really wonderful in answering rules questions about Viticulture World on BoardGameGeek and on Facebook. This is not an expectation we ask of any designer. We know designers have busy lives and many other things going on in their lives. It is our responsibility to answer those questions, but I'm grateful that Mihir is taking the time to do that. And Elizabeth, I know many of you have seen her in the Wingspan Facebook group as well. So you both are awesome. Thank you for doing that. I know people are excited to hear from the designer. They feel like it's a more of an official answer when they hear from you. Enrique says, do you think the recent popularity of Living Forest is a consequence of its Spiel des Jahres nomination or because it's a great game? That's an interesting question because honestly, it didn't impact me at all. I just heard interesting things about the game. It's a deck building game with push your luck, a lot of engine building, really, things that I love. That's why I was excited about it. But it was interesting to me at the gaming retreat, or the Gamers Ranch, it was a gaming retreat, at the Gamers Ranch last week, that the way that I got it to the table was mentioning that it was a Spiel des Jahres nominee. And that seemed to make other people excited about it, especially a few media folks that media friends who are also media folks that were there. So that was interesting to me to see because it good reminder that people respond to those awards in different ways. Yeah. Runner says, what about a Jurassic-themed standalone Wingspan? We've gotten lots of ideas over the years for kind of standalone sequels or spin-offs to Wingspan, and dinosaurs are certainly one of the ones that have been mentioned to us. Yeah. William is here, another game designer. William's here. He says, Africa's fauna biodiversity is too vast to list all my favorites, but I'm sure we all want to see an ostrich card someday. Yeah, so I absolutely hope. In fact, I'm curious if there's more than one type of ostrich. Is there just one or are there multiple types? I'll have to look that up. But yeah, when we someday make the Africa expansion for Wingspan, I'm sure there will be a beautiful ostrich in it, illustrated by Natalia and Anna. Here's Elizabeth. I'll read Elizabeth's comments because I'm sure you all are very curious to hear what she says. She says, and looking at the entirety of Asia meant I had to just scrape the surface. Picking birds is such an exercise in heartbreak. I can only imagine how hard that's to do. I know how much Elizabeth loves birds and how much you all who follow Wingspan are excited about birds, even specific birds that maybe you've had close contact with or that you just found are really cool. And there are tens of thousands of birds in the world. We can't include that many in Wingspan. We'll talk maybe when we do the design diaries, we'll talk a little bit more about that selection process. I can say that the form on our website that I mentioned is really helpful. We look at it. Elizabeth definitely looks at that. Elizabeth sees a lot of the comments on BoardGameGeek and Facebook and the Wingspan Facebook group about birds that you're excited about. And we also talk to localization partners. So we have localization partners in various countries and especially when we're going to make a Wingspan expansion in their region, we do talk to them to see if there are any particular birds that they're particularly excited about because they are a big part of the reason that we're able to bring Wingspan or the joy of Wingspan to tabletops worldwide. So those are the three elements I think of. And I think Elizabeth, I'm sure Elizabeth just has some birds that she's really excited about that she pursues as well. So there's that personal level as well. Tony says that he's made it to game 11 of his Charterstone campaign, another Stonemaier game. He says, I'm really going to be sad when all the surprises in the game are over. It's really great. I'm glad you're having fun with it, Tony. That means a lot to me. And yeah, not too many surprises left in game 12, but there are a few little things, few little twists and turns for you to discover. Andrew says, will the Wingspan Asia expansion be a big box for the game? So Andrew, what we've announced is that there's Wingspan Asia, and then there's the nesting box for Wingspan. And you can see a lot of information about the nesting box on our website. The nesting box is a big organizer box for Wingspan, and the first printing of it will include the gameplay elements of Wingspan Asia. It'll include Wingspan Asia basically, but without the Wingspan Asia box inside the nesting box. It'll be the only gameplay thing in the box. But in general, in terms of I think the modern definition of a big box, where you include all the things made so far for the game in the big box. We don't do that. We sell things a la carte on our website and through retailers and distributors. So if you are, I guess my way of saying this is if you don't have Wingspan already and you're waiting for a big box that includes Wingspan inside, we're not doing that. But the nesting box, the first printing of which, will have Wingspan Asia inside the box. Or you can just buy Wingspan Asia separately. Yeah. Check out the nesting box page on our website for a lot more clarity and details and lots of photos about it of it as well. Tim says his wife and him celebrated 8 years of marriage yesterday. We haven't had much luck winning the viticulture world yet, other than the introductory continent, but we're still having fun. It's a tough expansion, isn't it, Tim? But congratulations. That's huge. 8 years of marriage. That's incredible. Happy anniversary to you and your wife. Charles says, any chance of some Wingspan promo cards, such as dinosaur birds? I think there's the possibility of making a promo pack someday. The one that we've done some polls about this in the Wingspan Facebook group, and I think the top picks so far that we've seen are extinct birds. A lot of people often mention endangered birds, but we've actually included a number of endangered birds in the game already. And so extinct birds, I think, is probably the most likely promo pack that we'll do at some point in the future. But it's totally up to Elizabeth. I try to let Elizabeth lead the way with expansions and promo packs like that, because she spends a ton of time on this game. So much time and energy and love she puts into this to bring as much joy to you. And so it's totally up to her. And so I'm glad for you to, you can definitely voice your opinion, what you want. And Elizabeth, I'm sure we'll listen to that and maybe someday take it into consideration when she decides, or if she decides to make a promo pack. We'll see. Molly mentioned that Mihir has been answering questions in Discord as well. Yes, there is a Stonemaier Games Discord. I reiterated it in this month's e-newsletter. I'm poking at my other screen again here. And he has been very active there. I appreciate that, Mihir. Feel free to, one thing about that Discord, if you're in it, I have not been quite as active as I really imagined I would be, but it's almost been a good thing because it's instantly become very community driven, which I think is awesome, the Stonemaier Games Discord. If you ever want me to chime in though, just tag me there. Tag me in your comment and that will help me see it. That will give me a little ping so I know to show up there and answer your question or comment. That is very helpful for me to see that little ping. When I'm fiddling around over here because I want to add, let's see, type, I want to add the name of the Wingspan expansion. There we go. Wingspan Asia. Let's see if I can fit the word expansion. Think that'll work. Sorry. There we go. I realized on the progress chart on our website I hadn't updated that. Okay, now it's updated. Nicholas says he's playing some Scythe, wondering where the thematic idea came from, not killing the workers, but teleporting them back to the base. Thematically, it's a little loose. Thematically, you're kind of scaring them away. You're not fighting the workers, you're fighting the mech. But at the same time, the mech also, or the character, isn't dying. They're just retreating. So I think that's the thematic tie. You are not killing, you're not destroying, you are chasing away. But it was definitely more of a mechanical decision where I wanted everything to be engine building in the game. I wanted constant progression in the game. I didn't want you to have to, I didn't want there to be destruction that you'd have to like rebuild the thing. You still have to use turns to like to get your movement of those units back out onto the board. So there is a consequence to combat or a consequence to chasing away workers, say. But I really didn't want destruction in the game. I think that can have a strong negative impact. And I think that's also a deterrent to even entering combat in the first place. If you have the risk of those units just dying, I think what we found is that there's a very precarious balance in combat for encouraging players to try it without feeling like the risk is too high. And I think death is a pretty big risk. Elizabeth confirms there are at least two species of ostrich in Africa. Okay, two species. There you go. There are two species, at least two. Mario says, have you considered adding more take that elements to Wingspan? We've certainly heard people talk about it. And from my perspective, Wingspan is not a take that game. There are plenty of take that games out there. And it's just not the point of Wingspan. Wingspan is not about tearing each other down. It's about building yourself and sometimes even building up each other in the tone of the game, the spirit of the game, the theme of the game. So There are a few direct interaction. Well, there's a fair amount of interaction in Wingspan itself, but there are a few cards that say like take this thing from an opponent, and then they get something to regenerate whatever they lost. There is that, and that's I think as far as we'll go for take that, where there's a little bit of direct interaction. It feels a little bit like stealing because birds do steal sometimes. That's something that some birds do, but where the opponent isn't hurt as a result of you making that decision in the game. Mark says, your progress chart, do you license that to other people? I love how clear it is and have seen others adopt it. It's the best in clarity. I've seen others that are even better. I do appreciate that. But actually, the current version I really love, and that was created by our web designer, Dave Hewer. He updated it. I used to make it on InDesign, and he found a way to integrate it into our website itself, and he did a wonderful job with it. I think it's something that that people could approach Dave about to see if he would license the WordPress code for it. Or even just give it out. I don't think he necessarily needs to sell it. We've already paid him to make it in the first place. But I'm okay with him making a little bit of money off of it as well. But I'm glad you like it. And it's very easy to use. If you have a WordPress-based website, it's very easy to use and update. I'm really impressed with it. Kate says, I have to say that you choose the most amazing designers to work with. Your extended Stonemaier family is top-notch. Thank you, Kate. I agree. I totally agree. Not for the compliment, but about the amazing designers. I'm very fortunate and lucky to work with these designers, and I see it as their choice to work with us. I'm very, very grateful for that choice. Elizabeth says, I think this is in regards to take that. Plus, I have to match all the, and I think Elizabeth is essentially cursing here. Oh yeah, I think she's cursing. Blank bonus cards. Fill in your choice of expletive there. Mario says, "Will the nesting box with the Wingspan Asia expansion be available at retailers or just through the website?" Unfortunately, nesting box is way too big and expensive to offer in retail. I know retailers might disagree with that. I respect that, but they will have Wingspan Asia. We will have Wingspan Asia and the nesting box on our web store. But the nesting box, at least the first print run, will not be available through retail. And a big part of that is because the freight shipping alone for a single nesting box is actually even more expensive than the production cost of a single unit of the expansion of the nesting box. And it is already an expensive product to make. So the MSRP would be incredibly high, and beyond what I think we could reasonably ask people to pay at retail or for retailers to pay. So it will only be a direct product for now. That's the nesting box, not Wingspan Asia. Wingspan Asia itself will be available worldwide from distributors and retailers in a variety of languages. Some people are saying that they would love to see they're talking about the tapestry box, which is one of the hypothetical items I discussed in the newsletter, which is on my other screen here. Matt says, we would love to have a way to have all the tapestry buildings on display somehow. The ones that sit on the board are great, but the ones that are gained from cards end up just staying on the side. They're too beautiful to not be seen. Now, we actually have something, I wouldn't even relate that to the box so much, but we do have something in the works for that. We have a big neoprene board that we are making. Neoprene mat, it's technically rubber. So it's not neoprene, it's not synthetic, it's rubber. A little more sustainable in the works for tapestry. That includes the fifth track. It includes spaces for all the landmarks. So you can put all the landmarks out around the board just so they're there, and spaces for all the cards on it. I will show you the final version of that soon. Yeah, it's something that we're working on. I'll show that in the Tapestry Facebook group soon. I did miss a comment from Elizabeth here. So someone says, I was hoping to see the shoe bill. It's so neat. And Elizabeth says, she says, I mean, no spoilers, but look at them. So go ahead and Google shoe bill, one word shoe bill, if you want to see a cool card that may or may not end up in Wingspan Asia, or may or may not already be in it. We're already in production. We can't add more stuff to it at this point. Rob says, we just completed the promo pack and the in-box versions of Green Gully in Viticulture World, and I've absolutely loved it. He says, although I'm glad you included the promo pack, as the in-box version of Green Gully is very hard. Looking forward to trying the other continents, but my question to you was, what is your favorite continent within Viticulture World? What is my favorite continent? I think probably North America is my favorite continent. I love the I love the style of the fame track. I love that mechanism in general in games, and I really like that in North America. Mark says, any more Rolling Realms expansions? So we don't make expansions for Rolling Realms, but we do make promo packs. And I'm glad you brought this up for a couple reasons. One, we have a lot of new promo packs in the works for Rolling Realms. In fact, I just saw Panda just emailed me a photo of a bunch of samples that they're going to be sending us of some of these promo packs in the near future. And we're just really waiting for them to arrive. So we've been working on them for a while. We're just waiting on production to be complete, and then we'll probably release them one by one. Every now and then, I might do a little batch of three because I think they're fun to release in threes. But yeah, we have a lot of those in the works. The other reason I'm glad you mentioned that is that my latest playthrough of Rolling Realms, my live play of it, will be today in the Rolling Realms Facebook group, and we'll be playing with Pendulum, the Society, which is Red Rising, and let's see if I can do this right. Scythe, where's Scythe? Here's Scythe and Scythe. So these three will be what I'll be playing today in the Rolling Realms Facebook group. And also, that video will be on YouTube later. I'm planning on doing it around 1 p.m. Central today if you want to join me live for that. All you need is a copy of Rolling Realms. I'll be rolling the dice. Let's see. Shell says, thank you for the name pronunciation there. He says, why is there no Stonemaier logo on the disc golf discs? That's a good question. There's no reason why it's not on the disc golf disc. We do put special art on the disc golf disc that we make related to Stonemaier Games products. Each disc is a nod at a different Stonemaier game. But yeah, I would say there's no particular reason for that either way. I will say that we have two new discs in the works that were almost going to be ready by today, but the warehouse is still sorting through them. They arrived at our U.S. warehouse earlier this week, and so I think we'll be offering them starting next week. I think I'll share that news with the champions first, when some of our champions, whenever it's ready. But feel free to check in on the disc golf page of our website if you're looking for more discs in a few days, and you'll probably start seeing the two new discs there. I love the names of these discs in particular. I'll wait for you to see them yourself though. Bart says, thanks again for your ongoing support of Play and Wins and small conventions. Happy to do that, Bart. Yeah, thank you for saying that. I love the Play and Win. I think Play and Win is a win-win-win for events, conventions, attendees, and publishers. And so I'm always happy to contribute to it. Molly says that she's already met some amazing friends on the Discord channel, the Stonemaier Games Discord channel. I love hearing that. I'm glad it has turned into a truly community-driven platform for Stonemaier Games. She says, I didn't know what to expect when I joined, and it is now my hub for all board game discussions. Yeah, there is, even though it's primarily Stonemaier Games stuff, there are a few channels within the server that focus on like industry talk or any games, anything that you're playing right now, anything that you're excited about right now. I think that's pretty cool. Carol says the same thing. Okay, so Elizabeth is having a little chat with William here about, let's see. Someone says, I want to see the monk parakeets in South America. And Elizabeth says, I love the oropendolas. Oropendolas, their noises, their behavior, their nests. So I asked this in a non-spoiler way, but Elizabeth, which continents have you been to? I'm curious, have you been to South America? I think you have. And have you been to Africa? And have you been, which continents are we missing now? So Africa, Antarctica, and Africa, and South America, Latin America. Yeah, have you been to any of those continents? And if not, we should sponsor Elizabeth to take a trip to those places as she researches birds in the future for those continents. We would love to do that, especially if Elizabeth takes some photos to share with our fellow wingspanners. Mario says, which games, movies, or themes are you using for inspiration for your open world game? That is a wonderful question, Mario. I will be eager someday to discuss that question. But I'm not going to discuss it today. I mean, I really want to, if you can't tell, I really, really want to. I am loving working on my open world game, and I definitely have used a lot of tabletop and video games, mostly tabletop and video games. I wouldn't say movies have had that big of an impact on it, but mostly tabletop and digital games. But not going to talk about that today. Fun question, though. I really like that you're curious about it. Carol says, did you see the trailer for the new Clank game coming? I did just see that. Clank Catacombs, which has a really neat element that I'm amazed that they pulled it off. The Clank designer is amazing, where it has tiles that come out. So instead of having a board that you set up at the beginning of the game, which is really my only complaint about Clank at all, it's a game I truly, truly love, but there's a lot of kind of fiddly setup that you have to do at the beginning of the game. Instead of doing that, you now truly explore out the board. You build the board as you go using tiles. The video they have for it shows how the tiles connect to each other really well. I'm very excited about it. I will definitely be pre-ordering that whenever they put it on sale. Cody says, it seems as though the Viticulture wine crate sold out relatively fast in North America. Were you surprised by how quickly they sold out? Did you not think they would be that popular? So we made, what did we make? We made 5,000 English versions of the wine crate, and there were another 3,000 or so that went to localization partners. And we thought 5,000 was the right number, and I would contend that 5,000 was the right number, but we sent too many to Europe. Europe still has around 400 remaining. So it sold out in Australia, New Zealand, sold out in the US, almost sold out in Canada, but 400 remain in Europe. So I think we learned that we need to tweak our formula for bigger boxes when we send stuff to Europe, and bring a little bit more of that back over to the US. So I guess it was surprising. There was a little bit of a surprise there as related to that formula that we use for how many of each product to send to each fulfillment center. Yeah. Okay, Elizabeth says, I spent a lot of time birding on the Caribbean coast of Central America, so I would not rule this out. So she was, someone had said, I would love to see a Caribbean Birds promo pack. Let me see if I can catch up to Elizabeth to answer to my question in a second. Nicholas says, the next April Fool's product could be an automatic deck shuffler for Wingspan. I actually tested one. I had Panda send me a source and send me one, and it didn't really work all that well. It was kind of disappointing how the shuffler didn't work. So, and it was much bigger than I thought. Like it was very big. So I don't think we'll be making a deck shuffler for Wingspan. Let's see. Paul says, on Tuesday, we played our 500th game of Wingspan with both expansions, and it was one of our lowest scoring games for quite a while. It's, yeah, the birds, the bonus cards that come out, they can definitely change the score quite a bit from game to game. And congratulations, Paul. That's amazing. 500th game. That's incredible. I'm glad it's brought so much joy to your table. Okay, I'm just scrolling down. I know I'm behind on questions, so I'm going to scroll down a little bit. And I'm very curious to hear about Elizabeth's answer to my question about which continent she's visited. Juso has a question, definitely a spoiler question about Asia. So far, Juso, the only question we're saying about Asia is that it is Wingspan Asia is based in Asia, and this is one of the bird cards in it. The Indian, let's see if I can get it to focus again. The Indian peafowl, come on, focus. You can do it. Doesn't want, camera does not want to focus, so it's not going to focus right now. Chad says, I just finished reading Frankenstein. Wow, it was way different than I expected. Have you read it? What have you been reading? I think back in the maybe middle or high school, I read Frankenstein. It was quite different than I think the movies depict it to be. Right now, I'm reading The 10,000 Doors of January, which was I can't remember how it ended up on my Kindle, or maybe it was a recommendation, but it's really beautifully written. It's I would say it's one of the most beautifully written books that I've read in a long time. I'm only about 12% of the way through right now, and it has a slight speculative edge. I'm not sure how much the book will lean into that yet, but the idea that it introduces in the first chapter is that there are doors in the world that lead to other worlds, and they're very hard to find. Sometimes people have built doorways around them, so they're easy to find. Sometimes they're just kind of there in the middle of nowhere. And I'm not sure, I'm very curious how deep into that the author will lead, or if it will just be kind of a fanciful idea that comes up every now and then. But so far, I'm really enjoying the book. It's The 10,000 Doors of January. George says, will the new disc be available in the EU store as well? I don't know exactly, George, but we are, every time we do a new reprint of the disc, we are going to send something else to our other fulfillment centers that we don't already carry there, because I know we don't have every disc in each of our non-US fulfillment centers yet. So I don't know if that will include the new discs, but we will send at least one or two different discs that aren't already in stock in the European store over to the UK. Yeah. Marty also has a spoiler question. I appreciate the curiosity about Wingspan Asia. But for now, we're not gonna, today is just a teaser. This isn't a full announcement. This is just a little teaser about the expansion. You're welcome to speculate and discuss speculation. And also, please, I didn't say this, but please make it clear that things are speculation. I think sometimes people can say something where the tone is misconstrued as fact when they're talking about speculative things. So feel free to make it clear when you're speculating that you are just speculating, that you don't really know what it is. And that way it can be just fun for everybody and no one's confused no one's confused. Alexandra says, I'm sorry this has been asked before, but any plans to offer a Wingspan big box for all the expansions plus the base game? Super excited for the new expansion. So Alexandra, we don't offer big boxes in the kind of the modern sense where everything that we've made so far is in the box. What we offer is everything a la carte on our website for you to buy, pick and choose exactly what you want when you want it. And we have actually recently started offering bundles on our website. And by bundle, I mean just with a single click, you can get all the stuff available for that game with a single click. We have them for Wingspan, for Viticulture, and for Scythe on our web stores now. What we are offering for Wingspan Asia, or not for Wingspan Asia specifically, but for Wingspan, we're creating an organizer box called the Nesting Box. You can look up the Nesting Box on our website. There's a Nesting Box page on our website where you can see a lot of information about that. And the first printing of it will include Wingspan Asia in the box. But that's the only thing that will be in the box, other than all the organizational components in there. Only gameplay materials in the box. Elizabeth says that her current plan for a future expansion is to say Latin America, and then she's reserving the right to do promo packs for parts of the world I especially want to revisit if she has any Wingspan left in her. Yeah, and this is one of the reasons that on our website, when on the forum where we ask for your favorite bird that hasn't been featured so far, that we include continents that we've already covered. And in that way, you can someday, if we've missed a bird that a lot of people are really, really excited about, or Elizabeth is really excited about from North America or Europe or Oceania or Asia so far, we can revisit them and have like a little promo pack of like, here are the top 10 picks that we missed in North America, that type of thing. Nicholas says, are we getting Stonemaier disc golf baskets? A Wingspan disc golf nest, it could happen. Disc golf baskets are really, really expensive, really heavy. We're not going to be making them, but that is a fun idea, Nicholas. Oh, Kyle says, in light of Viticulture World, we're also missing the continent of Green Gully in Wingspan. That is actually kind of cool. I don't think I've ever talked to Elizabeth about that, but to have birds of another Stonemaier Games universe in Wingspan as a promo pack would be really, really cool. I don't think it's gonna happen, but it would be really, really cool to have like a, yeah, to have a Green Gully, to have the birds of Green Gully have a promo pack for that. Or I think that's the main other continent that we just got. There's Scythe that's kind of very close to the real world, even though it's an alternate history. That would be pretty cool though. So Elizabeth, answer my question now about which continents has she visited. She says Latin America. She's been to Peru, but before she was a birder, she's done a lot of birding in Central America. In Africa, she's been to Morocco. She's hi hiring a guide to see the endangered ibis there was a huge highlight. So she has already been there, and she went to see the endangered ibis. That's really cool. She hasn't been to Asia or Oceania, even though she's done expansions for them, and Europe many times, including some birding. And what about Antarctica, Elizabeth? So I guess that would be the one where we could sponsor an Elizabeth Wingspan trip to Antarctica if she ever wanted to go there for her research for the birds of Antarctica. Yeah, if you're up for Elizabeth, we're up for it, and I'm sure that would make Wingspan fans very intrigued by what you discover down there. Sean says, send a film crew, and we'll be watching a birding travel series starring Elizabeth. Not to put any obligation on Elizabeth. I know Elizabeth has a lot of things going on, including many other games beyond just Wingspan. So, no pressure at all to do that. I'm just saying it because it could be fun, if that would be fun for you. Dusty says, "Are you really, really, really sure that the nesting box will hold sleeved cards?" I kid, I kid. I am really sure. Yeah, I have it here. I've tested it with sleeved cards. It holds sleeved cards. It holds a lot of cards. So many cards in the Wingspan nesting box. Mario says, will the wine crate be available at retailers? No, the big boxes we offer, I guess, no, there is an exception. The legendary box for Scythe is available through retailers. Although with the current state of freight shipping, it really is no longer all that feasible for us to sell it in distribution or retail. But no, the wine crate right now is just a direct product from Stonemaier Games. Jerry says, speaking of shuffling, what is your preferred way to shuffle your cards? I'm not a great shuffler, but I riffle shuffle and then I kind of just push the cards together and then I do it again and again. I can't do the thing where you riffle and then pull them back up. I'm not able to do that for some reason. Elizabeth says, there's a question about or Latin America. She says, my husband went to Essen with me in 2019 and kept leaving to go birding in the park next door. That's great. Tommy says, a Monster Couch is doing a fantastic job of the digital version of Wingspan. I agree. But I assume that it prevents Wingspan coming to a digital platform such as Board Game Arena for the time. But is this something that could happen in the future? So I'll say this about Board Game Arena, and I say this as an umbrella statement because it really is Board Game Arena's prerogative to announce when they have games available from Stonemaier Games. But we have given Board Game Arena the go-ahead to make, I believe now, any of our games. I think almost any of our games. I think maybe the only one not it would be Charterstone, but I really don't think Charterstone would. It's a legacy game. It doesn't work as well on Board Game Arena. But we have given them the green light for all of our games. It's really just a matter of Board Game Arena, A, deciding that they have a developer available to do it, having that developer do the work to make to do the programming, and then when they're ready, they can announce it. We would announce it at the same time, hopefully. Ideally, they would let us know that it's happening. So that's my general answer to that, Tommy. Hopefully that helps a little bit. Adam says, wanted to let you know that we introduced a new person to Wingspan at Game Club last week and have already purchased the game for her to add to her growing collection of games. That's wonderful. Adam says she really likes it. Introduced another person to it this week. She isn't sure about it yet, but she got second of five, so hopefully it'll grow on her with more plays. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing Wingspan and sharing any games, but in particular Wingspan in our games with your friends, with these newcomers. Allison says, what game have you been playing recently that you've been really enjoying? Thank you, Allison, for asking about that. In fact, I have a bunch of topics today that I haven't really even covered. So I mentioned the last week I played a lot of games at the Gamers Ranch in the middle of Missouri. You may have missed that. So last week I spent a few days at a vacation property geared towards modern hobby gamers and disc golfers in the middle of Missouri called Gamers Ranch. And it was a wonderful experience. We had a wonderful time there. And I'm doing a top 10 list because I actually played 10 new to me games while I was there. And my top two were Cat in the Box and Living Forest. I really, really enjoyed those games. I also just received Marvel Dice Throne from Roxley Games, and I'm super excited to play that. But Megan has been in isolation due to COVID for the last week, so we haven't been able to play it. But I know she's excited to try that as well when she's feeling up for it. Yeah. Elizabeth says, LOL, I have not been to Antarctica, and as a Floridian, I'd rather stay in the tropics. Totally, totally hear that. Totally get that, Elizabeth. I think I missed a question here. Let's see. Some other people are saying they would love to see the birds of Green Gully. What birds would be in Green Gully? Nicholas says he went to the Honeymoon Chocolate Factory in Clayton based on a previous treat of the day. Do you remember what flavor you liked? Yeah, in fact, I'm still kind of munching on Honeymoon. So the Honeymoon is a small chocolate factory, I guess you could call it, but it's really just one shop in Clayton, Missouri. Nicholas, it's great that you were in town and you went there. And they use honey in their chocolate instead of other sweeteners. And the ones that we got, what was my favorite? I enjoyed. So there's one that was blueberry that we got that is very good. But it doesn't scratch my chocolate itch because it's so blueberry-ish and honey-ish. But there was, what was my favorite? I munched through it so fast I don't even remember it now. But it was one of the dark chocolate ones. I think maybe a dark chocolate sea salt that I really enjoyed. Right now, I'm enjoying chocolate from another St. Louis place called Cacao. Actually, that's my chocolate of the day, Cacao chocolate. Really, really enjoying the pecan chocolate, milk chocolate they have. I think it's like a 45% milk chocolate with a little bit of pecans on it. Very, very good. What did you get at Cacao, Nicholas, while you were there? Also, we did get their hot chocolate mix, their drinking chocolate mix, and we've really enjoyed that as well. Jason says, do you ever think of hiding promo cards or small Easter eggs under the box insert when developing a game? Just something I love to find and can't help but check for every new game I purchase. We have done that. We've done that for a couple games, but the games that you would expect it for. So I don't want to spoil that, but it is a thing that we have done, Jason. I will say that. I will say that there was a post I read a couple years ago that discouraged me from doing it in the future, and it was kind of an odd post, a little odd situation where someone posted that they didn't know there was a card under the box and or under the insert, and they threw away the insert and threw away the card with it. I guess they just turned over the box and just dumped it out into the recycling container, and they totally missed the card that was underneath. It was an odd situation. I can't see most people doing that. But it was a good reminder to me that if you're going to hide things under the insert, that at some point it's probably a good idea in the rule book or to probably in the rule book. And maybe even not in the rule book, like maybe super obviously say there's something hidden under there. When you're ready for something secret, go find it. Because otherwise people might totally miss it and throw it away. I know that was an outlier, a bit of an odd situation, but it maybe discouraged me a little bit from doing that in the future. I think there are other ways to hide things that become apparent at the right times. But I totally get it. I mean, whenever I play a legacy game, I actually don't look under the insert because I figure at some point during the campaign they might reveal something under the insert, and I don't want to spoil the surprise for myself. Carol says that she was just going to ask if you got your dice thrown yet. Who will be the first character you try and why? Who was I excited to try? I want to try any of the characters. Probably Loki. I like being a little sneaky in games, and so I think I'll have fun playing the Loki character. What about you, Carol? Which Marvel Dice Thrones character are you going to play first? Dusty says, have you? Dusty says, you really pulled a fast one over us by having Tapestry Expansion 3 added to the progress chart seemingly out of nowhere. It's already designed, developed, and play tested. That is all true. How did you manage that, and why did you decide to play that expansion so close to the chest? So, the reason I did that, Dusty, because usually I throw things on the chart fairly early, is because I didn't want it to overlap too much with, people playing the previous expansion for the first time, the Arts and Architecture expansion. I wanted that to have the spotlight before we were talking about the next thing. And really, I'm not talking about the next Tapestry expansion yet. That'll be in 2023 sometime. But yeah, I just didn't. I one of the reasons that we make so few products is I really want to shine the spotlight on each of them, and so I try to be aware of that overlap between products if I can, especially within the same brand. Just wanted to space it out a little bit. Carol says, did you see the Christmas in July Dice Throne trailer? You know, I heard that Gavin was doing something like this, but I did not see the trailer for it. Is he doing like a Santa character that you can play in Dice Throne, something like that? Maybe a print and play? Nancy Jane says, have you been able to play First Rat? It seems to be sold out. I have not played First Rat yet. No, not yet. Carol says, sorry, I'm just Facebook's bouncing me around here. Carol says, we have a wedding at the City Museum in St. Louis this weekend. That's wonderful. We won't have much time in the city. Any lunch, treat, or game place that you recommend? I would highly recommend going to Pieces Board Game Cafe and Bar while you are in the area. And they're actually not even that far from City Museum. Highly, highly recommend that. Also, if Bailey's Range is still open, that's very close to the City Museum. They have, I think, the best chocolate shake in St. Louis, or perhaps that I've ever had. They have a really, really good chocolate shake there and pretty good a wide variety of burgers and fries. I don't know if they're vegetarian friendly, but I love their chocolate shake. Really, really good at Bailey's Range in downtown St. Louis. And definitely go to Pieces Board Game Bar and Cafe. That's also not that far. And they have actually surprisingly good food, really good drinks, and a ton of games, and just a great atmosphere there. I hope you have fun at the wedding too. Donna says, okay, so Donna's actually mentioning the game here. The game is Grim Forest. Grim, it's the game has Grim in the name. What is this name that? So Grim, I believe it's the Grim Forest had is the one that had the card under the box. This isn't yeah, Grim Forest. A card under the insert. And a lot of people miss out on that because there's no it's not a legacy game. It's just something fun that James threw in there. I totally get the intent of fun. I had fun when I read about it. It was one of those things that I read about online, and I was like, "Oh wow, that's under there!" And I went and picked it out. So if you have the Grim Forest and you don't have the card under the insert, go check it out. Hopefully it's still under there. Derek says that he's attending because he's at home recovering from COVID. I'm sorry to hear that, Derek, but I'm glad you can attend. I hope you're feeling better, and anyone with COVID right now. Elizabeth said that she's actually been to the City Museum too. So the City Museum, for those who don't know, is it is a museum, but it's kind of just a giant, giant playground, mostly indoor, partially outdoor. It's a playground for kids. It's also a playground for adults. Like they have a full bar there, and everything they have there is sized up so that any adults can crawl through it or weave their way through it. It has a labyrinthian like artificial cave system in it, where as a younger adult, I used to enjoy playing sardines there with friends. A great place to play sardines. And it's just a fun place. Like it's just a wonderland. Like kind of this. Yeah, it doesn't feel like a museum. Like a typical museum where you kind of just observe things. You are actively touching and feeling and moving through all these they're not obstacle courses really, but they're just art designed for you to participate in and walk through and weave through and get lost in and slide down and climb up and things like that at the City Museum. Really, really cool place to go in St. Louis. Peter says, a few weeks back, I went to a local convention that had some of your play and win games. I really enjoyed your version of Libertalia, and it's definitely on my wish list. The organizer of that event made it known how easy it was to work with you and how prompt you were to respond, while other publishers were not necessarily so easy. So it was a great local convention, and Stillmeyer helped me make that possible. I'm so glad to hear that, Peter. I'm glad they had a good experience with us. I try to make the our play and win Google Doc public, and so that anyone who any event coordinator can put their event on there, and any publisher can use the information on that Google Doc to just automatically send games to publishers. Like, it's actually very rare now that I hear directly from a publisher. I prefer for them to just to put the information on the chart, and every month I go in and send games to the publishers that put their games there. So, or not publishers, the event coordinators that put their games there. So other, I'm glad they had a good experience with us, but I wanted to say that other publishers have just as much access to do the same thing using that Google Doc, and I hope they do. I hope more of them do, because I truly think it's a win-win for attendees, event coordinators, and publishers, the play and win system. Ryan says, another Libertalia comment. Ryan says, my good friend lent me your Libertalia remake, and it was fantastic. Do you have any immediate plans to repurpose in some other games? We do not. No, we don't have any other repurposed games in the works right now. We're focusing on new games, new worlds, and a few expansions for existing games. Amanda says, now I have to go pull apart all of my Stonemaier games in search of a hidden card. I think we've done it 3 times. One I'll mention right outright. One was in the original Tuscany, the Kickstarter version of Tuscany. It had a little pack of cards that says, open at your own risk, which was a nod to Risk Legacy, which was the original game that did this. That they're no longer in print. I don't think they need to be. I don't think anyone really played with those cards, which is kind of a fun little thing. But then the other two, unless I'm forgetting something, the other two I think are fairly obvious that there are hidden things in these games, or one of them is an expansion. And so I don't think there are any. I'm trying to think through the other games. I don't think there's any in like games where you wouldn't normally think to find hidden things from some of our games at least. Uwe Eckert says, oh, good to hear from you, Uwe. This is from Academy Games, Uwe of Academy Games. He says, we plan on publishing a great new game called Stegmeier Superheroes. We're still figuring out what alignment the main character is. Yeah, whatever Loki is, I think that's a little bit of, that's Jamie when Jamie's playing games, not Jamie in real life. But when Jamie's playing games, I enjoy being a little mischievous. In fact, I have a full video about my top 10 favorite games where you get to be mischievous or sneaky. I think it's sneaky is the word that I use if you want to search for that. Speaking of which, my video this week was about, what was it about? It was about small games. Yeah, small games that you can pack in your suitcase when traveling to an event where you have the opportunity to play games with people. So I talked about really, really small games, small box games that I really enjoy. My blog post recently on Monday was about strangers making first contact within the industry for the first time, and some I try not to make the post negative. I give some negative examples in the hopes of helping people realize how to better make first contact with someone that you don't know in the industry, with the overarching key being not to ask a complete stranger to do something for you. Rather, if you're contacting someone privately, to not do that. Anyway, read the post. It's not negative. It's just give some examples of how to make positive first contact with a stranger in the industry if you're hoping to have a good experience with them. That was my blog post. I had an exciting meeting yesterday. I'm gonna be vague here, but I had a really exciting meeting with someone who I never thought that I would have a meeting with. I want to say more, but it's all potential right now. Nothing may come of it, but it was a really cool meeting. Been doing a lot of playtesting lately on a new game. And Rolling Realms. We have Rolling Realms today if you want to join me around 1 p.m. Central for a round of Rolling Realms. And tomorrow we have my latest book club. And book club tomorrow, I think, will also be at 1 o'clock. Book club right here, Stonemaier Games Facebook page, book club about chapter 5 of a crowdfunder strategy guide, in which I talk about making it about them. So keeping your focus, or keeping my focus, on you rather than on what I want, what you want, what you need, what makes you happy rather than myself. And applying that philosophy to everything that I do as a business, and how that I think can be a win-win for everyone involved. I think that's it. I think those are all the topics that I wanted to cover. We reached the end of the com Oh, Dusty says, so gameplay, Jamie, is chaotic neutral. Chaotic neutral, yeah, I think so. Unless neutral, maybe even not even neutral, because I love positive player interaction in games, but I also love being a little sneaky. So chaotic, but with but positive and helpful, whatever that alignment is. Even Loki can be helpful. All right, I think that's it for the questions and comments today. Thank you so much for sharing my excitement for Wingspan Asia, and thank you for Elizabeth for chiming in today. This was a delight to have Elizabeth join us for this special teaser announcement. Not the full announcement, just a teaser announcement for Wingspan Asia. We'll be back next month to reveal a new card for Wingspan Asia. Have a great day, a great week, and I will maybe see you for Rolling Realms later today, maybe for the book club tomorrow, and if not, hopefully next Wednesday for the next live cast. Take care. Have a great day. Bye.